There's a program connecting older people in the Adelaide Hills and Fluria Peninsula with local volunteer companions. Jane from COTA SA joins me to discuss. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jenny.
So I understand the program is called COTA's Visitors and it's all about tackling loneliness. Is that right?
Yeah, so this is it's a program that started a couple of years ago. We have 50 people actively visiting older people across Adelaide and down into the Fluria and the Hills area. But we've got 80 people waiting now. So it's a program that matches older people who are receiving aged care either in a residential aged care facility or at home, and who, because of a whole range of life circumstances, are lonely.
Right. So it's just about spending a bit of time either in the aged care facility or in their home and just having a chat, keeping them company, maybe playing a board game or something?
It's actually really uncomplicated. We don't ask people to take anybody out anywhere. It is really a matter of, some people meet for coffee, but most often happens in people's own homes. And we try and match both geography. Obviously, it's much easier if it's somebody who lives quite near to you. But also interests, you know, perhaps life experiences. So that there's, you know, some areas in common. And funnily enough, for the 50 people who are now regular visitors of older people, we start off thinking it's actually about the older person and it ends up, you know, giving back as well.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, what's some of the feedback you've received from people on either side?
So there's one woman, for example, who visits regularly with her two young daughters, a woman who just turned 100 and so was really pleased to, you know, see that milestone through. That was the first 100-year-old who'd come into their family's orbit, so that was very fun. Another, you know, guy who's regularly visiting, he's a younger guy in his 40s, got a family, visiting an older guy. And again, you know, I guess exchanging their experiences of work, of family, of community. Sometimes I'm sure there was some hot debate during the election campaign, state and federal election campaign. It is really whatever evolves to be. But it's what we know is that loneliness is a terrible scourge in this day and age, and it particularly affects people who have had significant losses or changes in their life, and it's really hard to get going again.
Absolutely, and great to get a bit of intergenerational connection as well because you can learn so much.
Indeed. So we're not looking for volunteers of any particular age. In fact, I mean, we'd love to think some aspiring nurses or social workers or you know, students of some kind who think that this is an area of work they might end up getting into, come and volunteer. And we're asking, you know, it's a visit a week or a visit a fortnight. It's not a big commitment, but we do ask that it is a regular commitment. Of course, if for some reason it doesn't work out, you know, you just need to put your hand up and say so. So we're not saying, you know, come hell or high water, you're going to continue to visit somebody. But I have to say that rarely happens.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. So Strathalbyn, Harndorf, Lobethal, Mount Pleasant, Cuddly Creek and Victor Harbour are the places where you could do with some more volunteers. How can people reach out?
So we'd love people to give us a ring on 8232 0422. And, you know, let us know that they're free. We've got a 1-800 number too, if that's easier for people. 1-800-182-324. Or go online for those people who prefer to register their interest on our website, www.cotasa.org.au.
Fabulous. Jane from COTA SA is with us. Tell us about, I understand there's some work going into having a hub on the south coast, a COTA SA hub. How's that all going?
We're very early days and about to appoint a new coordinator for it. So we've had a person, Desmond, who's doing the establishment phase, but about to appoint a new coordinator to pick it up from there. It's called the Fluria Neighbourhood Network, and it's going to be a range of things. So for us, from a COTA point of view, it's a way of us collecting the views, the opinions, what works, what doesn't work of older people who live in the Goolwa-Victor area. But it's also an opportunity for people to learn more about their area, people who might have moved to the area for the first time and want to know what's on. So a chance to do that, a chance to join clubs together. So one of the hardest things is we know as we get older is, you know, to decide to take up fitness, to join one of our Strength for Life classes or to, you know, start a regular walk, but finding the person to do that with. So it's also a matter of, you know, finding ways, finding a tribe of people, I think, to link with and, again, get your life organised to give to other people, but also to get back.
Oh, great. We'll keep an eye on that because I know that will open sometime in the next, oh, they say mid-2022. That's very soon, hopefully.
Yeah. Please do. And whether, you know, they're still experimenting, should it be a physical place or is it a virtual place and how will it operate? So that work is being done right now. But certainly if people are interested, they've undertaken a survey and got 90 responses to the survey. So they've got some really good ideas to start to build on.
Great. We'll have to have a chat when it gets a bit closer. Thanks so much for your time today, Jane Musserad.
Thanks, Jenny.